damn for what it's nerd, we're talking about Brave New World, and I want to get straight into it by saying this movie is not as bad as people are making out to be, by far. There are there are loads of Marvel movies and projects that are worse than this. I can immediately think of Thor, Love and Thunder, Iron Man 2, the original Thor. Like, there's loads of others, but, like, this movie is not as bad as people are making out on the internet. Don't get me wrong, it is not Brave. It's not out there. It's not, you know, it doesn't change up the Marvel dynamic. And in fact, it almost follows a pretty much the formula of most Captain America movies in the kind of like format of events. Something like a mission happens that doesn't go right. Someone's trying to set someone up. Someone gets hurt. You know, all those things are all kind of quintessential to a Captain America movie, both in a good way. You know, they've kind of followed in the steps of the Steve movies with, you know, Sam Wilson's version. But at the same time, there is kind of this lack of kind of move on, a movement onwards. You know, there's nothing quite new in there, apart from the fact that they've kind of really gone in with the Hulk storyline in this movie and kind of pulling from the Incredible Hulk movie, of course, but also kind of really shaping the world going forward. I will give them that. I will say 100% that this movie really does manage to take some time to push the world forward. You feel like this movie actually says to you, hey, you remember that thing? This is what's happening there. Hey, that thing, this is what's happening there. And you kind of get an idea of, like, the Avengers are coming again. You know, you get an idea of what's happening with Adamantium in regards to the Celestial Island. You get an idea of what's happened with some of those characters we haven't seen in a while. Betty Ross, Agent Ross, Thunderbolt Ross, and, of course, the leader in Samuel Stearns as well. As well as seeing Joaquin. We haven't seen Joaquin in a while. And, of course, Cap himself, Sam Wilson. So this movie does move a lot of characters forward. There are issues, don't get me wrong. There's, like, some of the pacing, especially in the beginning, was slow. I will admit that. I think that's very true. I think by the end of the movie, you've got a movie that's actually quite substantial, though. And seeing Red Hulk, for me, was the highlight of the whole movie. And in fact, Harrison Ford's performance, you know, Anthony Mackie, I think, was really good in this movie. But seeing Harrison Ford's performance was stellar, like, next level for me. That made the movie for me. And seeing kind of Ross become something that's going to, like, clearly come back and kind of not bite people on the ass, so to speak, but is going to be part of something else going down the line, the leader the same way. And of course, the Raft's back as well, which is interesting in its own right. We haven't seen the Raft in a while, and, you know, maybe not for the Thunderbolts, of course, but for something else, could we see something kind of come out in that regard, see something kind of happen regards the people in the Raft? You know, is there going to be kind of a point where they have to go and release all these people because there's a threat coming? You know, the post-credits scene, despite it being somewhat inept in terms of actually delivering anything, the leader talking to Sam about the multiverse is somewhat interesting, and I think you're going to see something potentially around him helping in some way, maybe, because he was saying earlier in the movie, and you have to remember this, he doesn't see himself as a villain. He sees himself as the hero in this instance. And yes, he was going to go to war for it, but he's a bad guy, but he doesn't see himself as a bad guy. And I think in the right circumstances, he would help, if that makes sense. I think, at least. And, you know, I think this movie really does solidify, not saying that it didn't prior, and I think Anthony Mackie has been clearly the right pick from Cap from the start, but this does solidify him as the leader that we need going into these Avengers movies, going into the Avengers being rebuilt, and I'm very excited to see that come to fruition. More to the point, the fact that, you know, we're going into the Thunderbolts in a few months, and that it is kind of disgusting, the fact that the Avengers aren't around as well. It does feel like we're kind of getting to this point where the MCU is starting to try and understand that the thing that made it good is not the like cinematic part necessarily on its own. It's the Marvel and the universe, right? I know that sounds stupid to kind of break it down, but it does feel like that. I will say that a lot of Phase 4 and kind of the first portion of Phase 5 felt very disjointed, singular. A lot of the stuff didn't really link to other things, and I get that not every project has to have a cameo and not have to have a kind of broadening of the overall story to make it worthwhile, but that's kind of the thing that the Marvel Universe is predicated on, right? You know, Iron Man 1 all the way to now has been about building a universe, and it's not like your solo Spidey movies or your solo, you know, Batman movies of old. This is something that's trying to build out more than that. And so you have to kind of go, right, okay, well, this needs to actually continue on. This needs to add something. This needs to broaden that lore and call back to that lore as well. What I actually found funny leaving the cinema was this guy was talking about 16 years ago, and there was people in my viewing who weren't that old. And it's quite funny seeing people who are in the MCU now who are actually younger than some of the projects in the MCU, like people who are watching the MCU, should I say. So that was kind of interesting in its own right, but I still think it's relevant. You know, everything that was necessary to know from previous movies was discussed in this movie. I don't think that harms the movie. I don't think it really kills the movie. What actually killed the movie, and a lot of people are discussing this, the biggest twist in the movie was about Red Hulk. You know, I went with someone who didn't watch any of the trailers, didn't watch any of the kind of promotional material, and didn't know what was going to happen regards General Ross, and was actually really surprised and really intrigued by that part and loved it. And so, like, the big kind of theme of the movie, the big, you know, the rage, the kind of the undertones of like ruining Ross's presidency was like kind of just left, you know, it was kind of like left open for everyone to see from the start. And I think if it was just left alone and kind of given the movie gave that, then I think that would be much better. Like, for example, the Bucky cameo, I didn't know about that before going into the movie, and coming out of the movie, I actually thought that was really one of the poignant scenes of the movie, and it was really nice to not have that kind of be thrust upon us before we got to be there and kind of experience, like, oh, this room's taken, and you think it's going to be General Ross, or you think it's going to be someone else, a kind of agent from the state or something like that, and then it's Bucky, and it's kind of nice. It was a nice surprise. It wasn't like a big cameo, but it was like, it was relevant for the story, right? It was relevant for that moment. You know, another thing to consider is that a lot of changes had to be made to this story. Now, there's been discussion that the reshoots were not as big as sort of was suggested by the media, by the director of the movie, but there has been a lot changed in this movie. There's a lot of characters that weren't in the movie that were in the movie that now aren't as release, and as well, the characters were cut down. The main one being, and of course, there's not a lot of reasons for this, and rightly so, the reasons are correct, Ruth Bat-Seraph. The character obviously being not only having roots in kind of Israeli Zionist kind of propaganda, so to speak, but also the fact that I think the actor has said kind of had some things regards that kind of inclination as well. So totally understand why that has been kind of, she was kind of cut down in the movie. I think if they hadn't changed that, I think the role would have been, not interesting, I think that's the wrong word, but I think the role would have been rightly that character, if you know what I mean. But because they changed her so much, and because the way they changed the story around her, it was basically at a point where it could have been any other character. And in fact, I think really you could have had the role of, you know, not for the whole movie, because there were certain scenes where you kind of needed someone else, but was it Agent Taylor, I believe, the woman who was kind of Sam's contact in the White House? I think she could have basically been that character for the whole role, and just kind of give her a bigger part in the movie, in my opinion. Or a lot of people have suggested someone like Sharon Carter, or even another kind of Hulk. Some people were saying She-Hulk should have been in the movie. I don't necessarily think She-Hulk would have fit in terms of what they were trying to do there, at least at that point. But yeah, so I think this movie has been a success for Marvel personally. You know, the box office for the movie is, and you can understand that there's some kind of conversation regards what would it look like with inflation, but Brave New World is the second, like, is the it's like, I forget how it is. Is it? It's like the third best cap movie for release, basically. The least being the first Avenger. I don't know why that took me so long to get out. But basically, this is a movie that is succeeding. It's out there. It's clearly succeeding. It is a movie that pushes the Marvel Universe more than a lot of the other stuff has done in more recent times. And as well as that, it's a movie that kind of deals with some fun ideas. So yes, is it the most brave and kind of out there, and does it really hit the heights of some of the movies we've watched before? No, but is it the worst? Does it deserve that score it's getting on Rotten Tomatoes, etc.? No, I really disagree. I think, you know, when you look at what we've had previously, if you look at some of the projects we've had previously, as I said at the beginning, it is not worse than some of those. And it really isn't. And I actually really enjoyed it. And it's kind of probably one of my favorite more favorite movies of late from the Marvel world. But obviously that could change again this year with two other big movies coming, Thunderbolts and, of course, Fantastic Four, which is like my most hyped thing ever. So that could totally change again. And I think this is a good year for Marvel. I don't think they're necessarily bringing out anything that's going to flop in the way that you might think it would. So or would consider being the case from previous years with Marvel stuff. So I think it's a matter of seeing how this goes and kind of holding back on kind of real critique until more of the stuff's come out. But I feel like Marvel could be getting back on track in terms of really pushing the universe forward. That's the main thing. They need to do that now because they've done too much world building over pushing the plot forward. And that works when you're starting out, sort of, in a way. It doesn't work when you've built up so many characters in this way. So we'll see how it goes. But I am very happy with Brave New World. It isn't Brave in terms of changing the dynamic, changing the formula, but it is a very fun movie. And that's the main thing at the end of the day. So with that said, we'll be back next week. I think we're going to go back and give the Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man another shot, give it another chance. A lot of people have changed their opinions on that show, so we'll keep an eye out for that. The finale is apparently coming out this week, so we'll maybe watch it all and give another review on that. We'll see. Until then, thank you guys for watching as always. If you've liked this video, share, like, subscribe, all that type of stuff, and I'll see you guys later. And thank you for listening and watching. I don't know why I said it like that, but you're getting it. Cool. Bye.